this company will deliver at the same side. If you give it your all, it will deliver its all back to you.
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
Hey, I'm excited to be with you guys here. Very excited. This is incredible right here. I feel like the Jimmy Fallon show a little bit. I should come through these curtains. I got some stand-up comedy routines about Trump and Clinton and about whoever. And I don't know what any about all those things, really, actually. But I love having fun. I love our business inside, through and through. And it's just great to be with you here. This is unbelievable, Tom Matthews, what you put together here. I was back in my seat there, live streaming this VIP green carpet day that we're all having a great time with here this afternoon in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm from the Rocky Mountains, the thin air, the mile high city. So it's great to be with you here in Atlanta. I was over at our home office this morning in the executive suites with the president of our company and with the vice presidents and the heads of all of our departments. And you guys that are going to be heading over there in a little bit, you're in for a real treat. I represent corporate America, I feel like, a little bit to our company and to our team. I came into our business, into the Transamerica Financial Advisors and WealthWave Group from corporate America, right? And from a lot of ways, a lot of different than how many, maybe some of you or many of you came into the business. I just want to share a little bit about how that happened for me and why I chose and why the company chose me as well to join here. And as I'm doing that, I want to say hello to Dallas and San Antonio and Los Angeles and Denver and Cincinnati and all the cities, all of you that are out across America and Canada that are tying into this green carpet day, VIP day. Welcome. It's good to be with you here and rub shoulders with you. And since we're all about technology, I got an electronic notepad now with a few quick notes that I'll share with you a little bit here. I have a master's in accounting. I was hired by the most prestigious CPA firm in the world, not just in the United States, but in the world out of college. I went to work as a financial statement auditor right out of school, which that doesn't sound maybe too sexy, right? But it was a really good position. It was a really good job, right? And I worked on accounts like US West, which is now became Quest, and then it became CenturyLink, if you've heard of them. I worked on Atlas Air. We helped take them public through what's called an IPO, an initial public offering on Wall Street. I worked on Level 3 Communications. I worked on the Denver Nuggets accounts, right, with C-level executives, right, CEO, CFO, CIO, these types of folks. I was working with at a young age, 23, 24, 25 age in my life. And I was given a lot of responsibility early on in corporate America, in reporting in board meetings for press releases, you know, earnings release that go out on Wall Street, we had to make sure the numbers were accurate. And if they were wrong, guess what happens? When you do an earnings release where the earnings are incorrectly stated, you get fired. Right? If you notice that hand move from Trump. You get fired. Right? You get fired if that happens. So you can't have mistakes. Where I came from, right? There was a saying at US West, which was no surprises, right? Meaning we can't have mistakes with the numbers whatsoever, okay? And again, I only want to share this with you because some of you might connect with some of my background. Some of you might say, hey, I'm just like that guy, and I can do this business too, right? I wrote the prospectuses. You know the prospectuses that you receive on a mutual fund or some sort of an investment account? We wrote those prospectuses, and we called and footed the prospectuses. Called and footed means that you read it out loud from the front page to the back page, including the commas, semicolons, colons, and periods, to make sure there were no mistakes. This is what I did as a brand new guy with a master's in accounting, right? And you know what was happening was on the outside looking in at me, it looked like, I think to a lot of people, I was on a fast track to the top of corporate America. I was on my way to becoming the CFO of a company or potentially the CEO and president of a company, right? Working with Fortune 500 companies. This was the path that I was on. The reality was, however, you guys, that I was living a quiet life of desperation on the landscape of change, as we say, right? And one day I kind of woke up, metaphorically, if you will, I woke up and I realized I was living paycheck to paycheck. I was broke. I was missing my family events. I was bringing in $3,500 a month, which is big time, right? What corporate America can pay you with all these credentials, right? And I was spending $3,600 a month. Now I'm a CPA. The math doesn't add up. It doesn't work, right? It doesn't balance. Debits don't equal credits. Okay, you don't care about that. I get it, right? But what was burning inside me, you guys, I was making $63,000 a year, right, before taxes. What I really wanted to do was make $250,000 a year in golf on Fridays. That's what I really wanted to do. And every time I tell people in the Denver marketplace about that, a big smile comes across their faces like, yeah, can you teach me how to do that, right? And it was what I wanted to do. It was my dream, right? And gals, I always tell them, hey, shopping or whatever else it is that you like to do on Friday, you insert your own dream and your own hobby there, right? Hey, by the way, aren't three-day weekends phenomenal here in America? The Martin Luther King days, the President's days, the George Washington days, the Flag days, and whatever else. But wouldn't it be cool to have those every weekend? Oh, yes. All of you that are out here with me, right? That's what I dreamed about doing, right? Work intense, strong, competitive, be competitive, Monday through Thursday. On Friday, go golfing with my team, with my associates, with my company, my colleagues, right? And I dreamed about doing that. Well, I didn't know how to do it, though. And so, in short, what happened was my brother introduced me to this company, okay? Certainly, I felt like I believed enough in myself, but sometimes we just need somebody else to believe in us and tell us we can do it. And I want you to know that I'm just like you, even though I had all these credentials and this kind of this aura going on in my life. If you peel back all of those layers and you look inside the heart of a man or a woman, they want somebody to believe in them, right? They just want to know a place that they can hang their hat and that there's honesty and that there's integrity and that there's character. That they can have a lot of fun and make a lot of money at the same time and become financially free. Isn't that what every American kind of wants in America? What I want you to know is this company gave that to me and my family, right? Now, it's not without a lot of hard work and effort. There's no question about it. Anything that's worthwhile is going to require your all, but this company will deliver at the same side. If you give it your all, it will deliver its all back to you in this business, okay? And so, as I was looking about this, thinking about this business, right, I was on this fast track, and what I had was a big title and a little paycheck. Anybody else notice or have that in the world today, in the nation today? That's what we do in corporate America. We give people big titles to make them feel good, but we give them little paychecks, right? And so what I realized is titles really don't mean it. Do you need a title to be a leader, by the way? You don't. There's a book written with that title, by the way. You don't, right? It doesn't matter your title. We're going to give you a nice title here, but really what matters is what's the profitability of your business? What's it paying you? Is it giving you a shot at financial freedom and you're making your dreams come true? And that's what I wanted, right? And so I learned some things. As I joined this company, it completely changed my life. It taught me how to think differently from what a CPA would normally think, right? Which stands for Can't Pass Again, by the way, okay? It taught me how to think like a business-minded person with a bigger vision. I got my vision stretched. Literally, I felt like the veins were popping out of my head as I got to associate with big leaders like Tom Matthews and Darren Farrell and Guillermo Milords of the world, the James Schwartzes of the world, who you're going to hear from in just a second. And what happened is my belief and my vision of myself got blown up like a volcanic explosion in my mind of what was possible, right? Could I ever make, say, $100,000 in 1 month, much less a year? Well, yeah, I was told that I could. And so I started believing that. I started saying, hey, I can do that. I deserve that. If I follow this system called the business format system we have, then I was going to be able to also make $100,000, right? And now that's happened many times for me, right? And I say that humbly and carefully, but I also don't want to be embarrassed or shy about what the possibilities are here at our company, right? Let me tell you quick some things that I learned real quick. This is rapid fire. You won't write it down. Just dream with feet for a second of some of the things, right? I learned, number one, you don't get what you deserve. You get what you negotiate. Number two, I learned the cleanliness of theory is no match for the messiness of reality. And CPAs, we like to be like clean and perfect, right? Three, I love to do tough things. I'm the first to do tough things. I do tough things first. Four, the order of things, become one and then build one. Right? If you don't know what any of these things mean, join us in business. We'll teach all these things to you. It'll blow your mind and blow up your business and your future, right? I learned that success leaves clues. right? Also learned this, that if you take the average income of the five people you hang out with, if you could know their income, those five guys and gals, divide by five, take the average income, that'll be your income too. So if you get around Darren, you know, and Tom and all these other big earners, guess what's going to happen to your income just by the principle of business? It's going to explode, right? Things don't matter, but people do. But we like nice things, but only people matter. Seven, I work with commitment, not potential. Eight, everything you want is on the other side of fear. They taught me these things. CPAs can be very fearful, right? They need everything laid out before they make a move, right? 10, I'm not a quitter, I'm a finisher. I'm a finisher. Behind every successful, okay, skip that one. If you ever test the water, that one wasn't politically correct. If you ever test the water, you won't jump in. Just remember that too. Ever go to the swimming pool and test the water? Ooh, that's cold, I'm not gonna jump in. Be careful, right? Okay, if it's worth telling, it's worth selling. 14, your partner support can be purchased with cash, right? I learned some disturbing questions that I don't have probably long enough to go through, but I learned how to disturb and intrigue people to come into our business, okay? I also learned a few last things. There's five things you need to win big. A world-class company with capital, funding, selling agreements, compliance departments, branding, an image, world-class concepts and products, right? A company that'll pay out $1 billion a year this year. You need that behind you and supporting you, right? Right? You need a world-class compensation plan. The most level playing field anywhere in business is this one here. Right? It doesn't care if you're black, white, purple, red, Jewish, Catholic, Protestant, skinny, tall, fat, short. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter any of those things. Thank goodness for me. Right? You got to have world-class leadership. Okay? And you got to have a world-class you. That's the fifth thing that you need. 17, birds of a feather flock together. Right? Who you're flying with, who you're hanging with, who you're associating with. It's going to be everything in your life. We're knocking on your door and say, join our flock, because we're going places here. We're revolutionizing an industry before your eyes. You probably maybe don't see it today, but I promise you 10 to 20 years from now, you're going to look back and say, I wish I did join those guys in business. If you don't, but please do join us. Don't make that mistake. We give you the right to make the wrong decision. I recognize that, right? But we want you in business with us, and we're going to help you with that, right? If you want to attract others, you've got to be attractive. Get clear on things. And lastly, I'll say, look, there's YOLO, right? YOLO, you know what YOLO is? Come on. You only live once. Well, there's yo-yo too. In our world today, yo-yo, you're on your own. With your money and investments, that's why there's a need for you and for us to go help families become financially free. We invite you to join our mission.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.